This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. Time for our keys to the game before we get to your calls at 301-230-0980. That is the Team 980 listener line, of course. But Anthony, I'll let you start. I got all these notes. I got all these fancy statistics and things about stuff. What's your key to the game? And then I'll see what you say, and maybe I'll throw some of these statistics, but throw them at you. And then I don't know why I just felt the need to like pretend like I was peeling ink off paper and throwing it at you. And then I'll hit everybody with a couple of things that I'm thinking about.
I think my first key, outside of, you know, everything as far as stopping Derrick Henry, stopping Lamar, I think for the Commanders, I think we have to win the time of possession. And that goes with, you know, extending drives, converting on third downs, and just trying to keep the Baltimore offense on the sidelines. I think if we can go out there and do that, I think we'll have some success. I expect it to be a shootout. You know, I think the Commanders, I don't know if they necessarily expect it to be a shootout, but we all expect it to be a high-scoring game. So I think if we can just limit the opportunities that Lamar and Derrick Henry, they have, I think that'll go well for us. We try to do it against Joe Burrow and the Bengals. We end up winning the time of possession. Defense didn't get any stops. Well, we got stops to an extent. We held them to a couple of
field goals. Not a lot.
But
not
a,
yeah.
If we can just, you know, do just enough to limit those guys and their opportunities, I think that'll position us to be able to win this game, especially if we're capitalizing on third downs, extending the drives, and scoring. We have to score.
Yeah, no, I mean, hey, hold the ball and score. That is, you know,
I mean, it sounds simple.
It sounds simple, but it, like, ultimately is. I do think this game, the game flow is so important, and I feel like I say that term a lot.
Yeah.
Just, like, can you control the game in terms of time, score, situation? Because, like, how do you want to put this, right? Like, if you're up and you're Washington, right, your entire playbook is open. And you have the ability to run the football. You have the ability to play action pass. And it's all believable. Like, you can run and play whenever you want. But if you're down 21 in the third quarter and you're running play action, those linebackers don't care if you run it. So they're not going to bite. The windows are not going to be as big. You're not going to get the desired effect. And so it's critically important that Washington finishes drives, and that if this thing is a shootout, that they're right there so that they can keep it being a shootout and hope that their defense is the one that figures it out first. And there are opportunities. I mean, here are the actual things that are written on this notepad. Like, the Baltimore defense is 21st in EPA per play. They're 26th in EPA per play per the pass. They're only 20th in quarterback pressure percentage, and they're 26th in blitz percentage. So they are a team that is playing back a little bit, and it's not necessarily working out great for them. So there are a lot of, like, they're 31st in the league in, like, pass yards against. But some of that is volume. Some of that is the fact that they have been up in games and teams have been going after them. But it's also worked. And, like, per play, this defense has not been very good. And they've given up a lot of huge chunks. And so I think the key is, can you get them in conflict? And I think the good news is, I haven't looked at their actual red zone numbers, but, like, I did watch a lot of the tape, and sometimes I'm like, right, I watched this, I watched all the touchdowns, so it feels like this defense is bad because I watched all the touchdowns scored against it. But so you have to go back and obviously balance it out with the numbers. But one of the ways that teams have been able to score down in the red zone is they're able to put guys in conflict, and, like, Baltimore will eat themselves alive, or has eaten themselves alive. Like, they'll just drop guys. They will not pick up stuff fast enough. There is air for Jaden Daniels and this offense to throw into from a passing game standpoint. So I'm very intrigued to see how this thing ultimately plays out with Jaden and company on the field, because I do think there's a ton of opportunity, but there's also going to be an intensity and a physicality that Washington's been able to dictate in most games this year, Ant, that I don't know that they're going to have quite the advantage, because obviously we know one thing about the Ravens. They are going to play hard to and potentially through the whistle.
Yeah, intensity is definitely one thing, and I think you touched on that earlier in the week in terms of the Ravens having the experience that they haven't played in, you know, big games, been in big moments, and this is kind of, you know, familiar for most of the guys on our team outside of Bobby Wagner, who's won a Super Bowl and been in these moments. So it's definitely something to, you know, watch out for, but I feel as though Jaden Daniels, just the way he carries himself, the aura he has, he's not fazed by anything. And I'm excited to, you know, see him, you know, face some adversity. Say we do go down. Say the Ravens get the ball and they go down and score and, you know, we're playing from behind. I'm excited to see that. So I think this is also just a game in which we can continue to see the growth and progress of Jaden Daniels. And that's what this season's mainly been dedicated to. Before the season start, we wanted to see if this guy's our franchise quarterback, and we wanted to see him go up and down, go through the peaks and valleys of, you know, being a quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, it was funny because Logan was like kind of almost like low-key pissed about the fact that Jaden and company did not get more challenged with Cleveland. He's like, I wanted to see it. Like, I wanted to see how they react.
Yeah.
I wanted to see how it all goes down, if that's the case. So I do find that like kind of funny. And I think it's a great point. Like, ultimately, how do they respond? Like, if they get punched in the mouth, they responded great when it's the first half against Cincinnati and, you know, some tough moments against New York and, you know, Arizona even goes down and scores on the first drive and Washington bounces right back and then thrashes them. But they've never had that moment in the fourth quarter. I guess the closest is Cincinnati and it's 3rd and 7 and Jaden delivers the throw of the year. You know, you argue like the throw of his life, but it's the kind of thing that you do. Like, you do take that into consideration, right? Where you're just like, hey, this is something they haven't done against this caliber opponent. It doesn't mean they can't do it. It just means they haven't yet because they haven't had the opportunity. So can they ultimately finish? The other note that I'll just say real quick, it's going to be a frustrating day defensively because they are – like, Baltimore's just that good, and specifically Lamar is that good. They are a team that it's kind of funny to watch them operate because they have some things that you're like – okay, that sounds like good for the defense. They're kind of predictable on first down. They're just unpredictable enough that it's a problem, but they want to run the ball on first down. The problem is their run game is so varied that knowing what's about to come at you, is it going to be inside zone, outside zone, you know, power, GT, pin pull, trap, like any run that you can think of and some that you haven't is in their playbook. So even that alone does make things a little bit difficult. But they want to run the ball or they'll hit you with play action on first down. So you do have to stay really alert because they will, you know, Lamar will go for that stretch and then all of a sudden boot out. And now he's on the edge. And if you have your receivers covered, he can run. And if you don't, then he'll find him. So that is tough, but they are fairly consistently conservative. You don't have to worry about some of the quick game and stuff as much on first down. They are also that way because they're not afraid of third and long. And they're really aggressive on third and long. Some teams, when it's third and long, they're just like, yeah, we'll punt and we'll try again next time. Screen, draw, you know, short pass. If a guy breaks a tackle, great. But, like, we just don't want to take another sack. They drop Lamar back, and they run vertical routes. And if someone's open or could be open, he'll throw, and he throws with good anticipation. Like, he'll put it out there. And if not, what he's done is he sent all those defenders with those receivers down the field, and now there's a bunch of open green grass for Lamar Jackson to run, and that is terrifying. So they are, I think this is intentionally aggressive on third and long, and that creates a ton of opportunities for Lamar to extend plays, a bunch of grass to work with, and then he can do a lot of stuff with that grass, whether it's run into it or obviously hit guys off schedule. So that is worth noting. And by the way, you can get pressure on him. It doesn't mean you're going to bring him down. He's got 51 pressures, or he's taken on 51 pressures this season, Anthony. Do you know how many sacks Lamar Jackson has taken?
Probably like 4.
Very close. Five. Five on 51 pressures. I think it's the third best of regular starters in the league. It's 10%.
We saw one last week against Sam Hubbard. He had him dead to right.
Boom.
And could not get him down. Boom. And then fell to his knees after he saw Lamar throw across his body to Isaiah Likely for a touchdown. That actually would be a backbreaker.
Old quarterback double stiff arm.
Man. He is special,
he's
man.
He's so strong.
He is one thing I will say, though, Craig, he does have three fumbles on the season already. And I think, I'm not going to say we should, you know, be trying to, like, rely on or lean on those, but we haven't really had too many fumbles. We haven't had too many interceptions. We don't have an interception on the season, so.
No, Joe Witt was very upset about that when he talked about it yesterday. He's like, I've never had a five-game stretch in my career where we haven't had an interception. I don't know what the heck we're doing. I got to do a better job.
Yeah, but I think if we can get one of those fumbles, I think that would be huge. Just because when the Ravens have lost the game, it's primarily been due to them turning the ball over.
And it should have been last week. Like, he fumbled a snap in overtime, and then all of a sudden they won.
Yeah.
Yikes. I think with one, the Commanders have been so close. Like, they should have had Watson two or three times last week.
Mm-hmm.
Quan had one where it's just like, rah, jumps the route. It should have been a pick six the other way, and he just drops it. So they've got to get some soon. BSJ had the one that was out of bounds that he did pick, but it was, you know, bad throw. There's no way for him to come down in bounds with it.
Yeah.
So I think that is something that Lamar will give you some opportunities. Like, especially if you can get pressure up the middle,
mm-hmm.
he will throw. He'll throw over it, and sometimes he'll be inaccurate. And Lamar's accuracy in general can come and go a little bit. So, you know, he is as potent and as explosive, and like whatever misses he has are worth it. It's like a guy who's a little bit higher strikeout, but it's like, yeah, but he hits 50 home runs a year. Like, what do you, I'll take four extra strikeouts if he's going to hit 50 homers.
Yeah.
So this is not a criticism of Lamar other than like, no, am I going to pick him in an accuracy contest? No. Can he get hot? Yeah. I think it was 15 or 15 in the second half last week. So like, he is a little, I would say it's not that he's inaccurate. He's streaky with his accuracy. And so if you get him on a run where he's not hitting guys, can you pick one off? And then obviously, like you said, the fumbles. By the way, I did call that last week. I did call Watson being loose with the football and getting smashed. So we'll see what they can do against Lamar this weekend. All right. We'll give our picks a little later on in the show, but now it is time for yours. 301-230-0980 on a finish Friday. Commanders, Ravens, who you got next?